Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We got more coming up today. Later on this hour, Jolie returns from her three-year tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent.
She looks tanned and fit.
She really does,
and
actually.
She's wearing like a salmon-colored sweater like Sarah would wear.
No, it's no, Jolie looks good. She's got a little bit of color and everything. Looking good. Kristen from accounting will join us later on. We've got the top five breakup songs of all time coming up. Later on, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine will be here. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Britney Watch, Jackson Watch. A couple TV notes, by the way. We're going to do TV tonight later on. But this is the good news, bad news. The bad news is you have to watch Leno tonight. The good news is Kid Rock is the musical guest. You want to check that out. Kid Rock tonight on Jay Leno. Let's hope he's not performing that hideous cover of Feeling Making Love. You know, really, almost any other track just chosen at random off his new CD is better than that. I don't know why. Yeah, that's record company pressure is what that is. That's the man doing that, making him cover that song. I mean, you cover it, but don't release it. And, Jesus, don't release it as your first single. It shows no confidence. Conan O'Brien, if you're a guy who wears a lot of wacky, ironic shirts from the 80s, you'll want to watch The Strokes tonight on Conan O'Brien. But if you're not like that, you want to watch Carson Daly because Phantom Planet is playing. Phantom Planet is the band. They're most famous because the drummer is Jason Schwartz, who is the star of Rushmore. But they're a great band, man. They do the song, I mean, they kind of the moderate hit they had a couple years ago, and a year and a half ago, it was called California. But really, really good band. So check out Phantom Planet tonight on Carson Daly. Moby's on, too, so you probably want to tune in late so you don't have to watch him. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. This is the reason you've tuned in today. It's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
There's been a nipple clampdown in Thailand. Thai police could be sent to fashion shows to make sure the models there are not baring their bosoms. The Thai Culture Ministry, or as they call it, is reportedly worried about the increasing number of exposed breasts on catwalks and the growing use of nipple stickers among teenage girls.
Nipple stickers? Is that like a pot sticker?
I don't know. Maybe one of those bullet wound stickers kids wear here. Yeah. The ministry is set to take over supervision of the police censorship work, according to the Nation newspaper. The news recently talked publicly about the adoption of revealing catwalk fashions, including nipple stickers by young Thai girls.
I don't understand what a nipple sticker is. What now?
Apparently it's a sticker with a nipple on it. The stickers The stickers used by models to prevent their nipples from being exposed on the catwalk are proving popular with teenagers who wear them instead of bras underneath transparent tops.
It's a pasty. Right. That's what it is. A nipple sticker is a pasty. Yes. All right. I know all about pasties because when I was in Utah, strip clubs in Utah, like everything, sort of just you take anything on earth, it doesn't matter what it is, and you put it in Utah and it becomes less interesting. Doesn't matter what it is. It's like you could have white bread, but you put it in Utah and it somehow becomes less interesting than it already was. Strip clubs in Utah, they don't do any nudity. It's all the most.
They tempt people with coffee.
That's all it is. It's like, well, the thing about it is, do you remember when you were a kid, when you were a teenager, and you first discovered nudity? You know what I mean? Like, you'd see, like, I remember. Here's a story for you. And I don't know if this, I don't think there's any equivalent of this for teenage girls. You know, it's so much easier on some levels, I think, to be a teenage girl, but on a level, you know, a lot of levels, it's, I don't know, whatever. You both got your crosses to bear. But I remember one time, this was in Kennewick, there was, you know, you would do the pay-per-view, people still do pay-per-view movies, right? That's a thing that people still do. All right.
I would imagine so, yeah.
All right, but the pay-per-view movies, but there's always this one channel where you see the previews, right? You see the trailers for the pay-per-view movies. Well, there was this one trailer for this Hong Kong action film, right? But the trailer had a split second of nudity in it for some reason. It was a trailer that was obviously like an overseas trailer, and they hadn't bothered to look at it really closely, edited it down. So if you watched the preview channel for the pay-per-view movies, you get to see about a second and a half of bare bosoms. And it's like word spread like wildfire among all the teenage boys of Kennewick. Dude, if you watch Channel 28, that trailer, you get to see the boobs for like a second and a half. And so it's like we would just stay glued to the TV like Beavis and Butthead to see the second and a half of bosoms. Because it's so easy to be titillated when you're a teenage boy. So You know, but it's like with drugs. As time goes on, it takes more and more to sort of pack the same punch. What was my point? My point is, so the good thing about being in Utah is, being in Utah, it's such a they try so hard to de-sex the entire state that it's like, it takes so much less to titillate people. So there is no such thing as a strip club in Utah. The most you can get are what they call teabags, which are like oversized thongs, basically. It's like a thong that's less flossy. It's like a thick thong. That's what they can go to, that and pasties. That's all they can go down to. They can't actually go nude. So you get, like, you know, panties and pasties, and that's pretty much the entire deal. I mean, God forbid they ever had an actual strip club. It would just give people, I mean, they just blow their minds there. So, I don't know what I'm talking about. Here's
Tim. Time for the Jackson Watch.
Here's your Jackson Watch. Thing. Going down. Oh, wow.
Investigators have been swarming Michael Jackson's ranch north of Santa Barbara. A county sheriff spokesman said the investigation is part of an ongoing criminal investigation, but he's not specifying the purpose of the search. The sheriff's office and the county DA's office served a search warrant there earlier this morning at the singer's sprawling ranch in Los Olivos. By the way, he wasn't home, and neither were his kids. It's not known, but it is known that they're in Vegas doing a video. The search came on the same day that Jackson's Greatest Hits collection is released. The name of the new single is One More Chance. Apparently, this is his last chance.
Yeah, that joke was far too easy for me.
It was even too easy for me.
And whatever happened to R. Kelly? Wasn't he supposed to get in prison?
Oh, he's still releasing videos.
And, you know, he's been
featured in, like, everything lately.
He wrote a bunch of the new Britney Spears stuff. It's like written with, you know, it used to be that if you were alleged to have urinated on a 12-year-old girl, that would put a damper on your career. I don't know whether we're evolving or devolving as a nation, because it used to be if you were on a video taking a whiz on a teenage girl, you know, who was like 12 or, you know, whatever, 13, however old she was, and apparently, and I haven't seen it, and I am not asking you to send it to me, and I am not doing reverse psychology where I mean really, I'm saying don't send it to me. I don't want you sending me anything, some nude 13-year-old girl. That's trouble I don't need. But, I mean, from what I've heard, there's apparently, like, R. Kelly's in the video, and he's, you know, getting his sex on with the, and then he's like, he's taking a lot of, he's doing the Paris where he gets a lot of, like, where he's, like, posing for the kid, like, striking a pose and, like, looking into the camera, look at me, I'm so fine, you know, and then, you know, the whizzing. And, I mean, at what point did that become something where they go, well, yeah, sure, I mean, he whizzed on a teenage girl, but still, I mean, which of us has not, he who has not whizzed, cast the first stone. I mean, it's just become a really bizarre culture we live in. Anyway, so does it say what they're looking for?
No.
At Jackson's place? But it's part of a criminal investigation,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes.
So, I mean, it's got to be some kid, right? I mean, that's...
Maybe the chimp got loose and raised a ruckus at a neighbor's house.
Somebody's been mauled by Bubbles. Is Bubbles still alive or they have to put him down?
How long
do chimps live?
Oh, chimps live long lives.
Do they?
There are some like 25 or 30 years old in zoos. The ones with all the gray hair that is swinging on the bars, just trying to knock them loose to get out and kill people? You bet. That's today's Jackson Watch.
Okay, there you go. They're hanging out with a different class of chimps than I am, I think. It's welcome to the show from Buffalo, New York. It's Noah. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Listen to you on the computer. I got to mute down my banner bar so I don't hear your playback.
Noah's old school, by the way. Noah's been listening to the show for a long, long time. Noah's been calling from way back in the day.
Back in the national days. I think those days.
What's up?
Well, check this out. I was listening to, you know, Bobcat Goldthwait, great comic.
Yes.
He was doing a part of his routine where he talked about clowns. I remember you did a show briefly, some calls about people's fear of clowns.
Yeah, it's called coulrophobia, the fear of clowns. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was about to tell you. I found a website about coulrophobia, but apparently you're way ahead of me.
I'm ahead of the clown curve, my friend.
I remember just you were having a day, like calls were coming in, streaming in your screen, so literally people were scared of clowns.
Right.
Just wow, I was going to bring that up, but
no, it's true. You know,
clown curve.
No, it's actually true. Apparently, someone who suffers from clown phobia—I don't know if it's an urban legend or not—but it was rumored for a while that Puffy Combs actually had a rider in his contract saying that there was to be at no point in any, like, if he was performing at a venue, they couldn't have any clown posters or pictures, or if there was going to be like a circus in town. They had to, like, take down the pictures because he didn't want to see any pictures of clowns everywhere because apparently Puffy suffers from coulrophobia as well. I've always thought it would make a fascinating documentary, just a whole documentary about the fear of clowns, man.
Right, on the History Channel,
hey,
right?
Hey, good news, by the way. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is now out on DVD. It's like $9.99. It's discounted most places. It's got a commentary from the Kyoto Brothers, the guys who made it. If you haven't seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space, it's got some freaky damn clown sequences in it. It's good stuff.
Sounds pretty freaky.
All right. So you got it. Now, you, just real briefly, not to sit and dwell, but are you, so you've been calling us for a long time there in Buffalo, and you always, we always have these email exchanges when a listener party is coming up, and you always threaten to come on out, and then you never do it.
Well, I don't threaten. I'm always waiting for you to give me dates. Like, I'm assuming you're not having one this winter. At least I hope not.
I don't know. We're talking about doing another one at some point. I don't have anything finalized or anything. But, I mean, there will be another one in the future. I'm not, you know, I don't know when. But there will...
I'm not trying to whore myself out to hotels. I'd love to come out, and I truly would. I'd make the call. I mean, just for the... It would be so cool to say, oh, we got listeners from across the country coming to this one.
Yeah, we had some dudes... Well... It's a long story, but we had some guys who came from Southern California for the last one. We've had some people that came from Tahoe before. So watch the website. You know, it's, I don't know when it's going to be, but at some point we do the next listener party. You got to come out. We'll, I'll even, you know what? I'll pay for your hotel room. That's how much Rick Emerson cares. All right.
I'm there.
All right, there you go. There's Noah in Buffalo. Caller from way back. There you go. Noah in Buffalo. All right. It's Wally on a cell phone. Wally, what's up with you?
Well, you were talking about your early days in Kennewick with cable TV.
Yes.
I don't know if you did this, but we, when cable first came out, the dirty channels were scrambled.
Yeah.
And you would sit there.
Looking for the wavy boob.
Oh, shit, any chance that it kind of straightened out for a second.
Yeah.
That's all you needed.
And we found that if you put it between two channels on the slidey box on the top, put it between two channels, you could get it to hold for like 3-4 seconds sometimes.
You are a sick man.
You're the one who just, you're the one who brought it up, you bastard.
God, it's so true, though, isn't it?
It is true. Well, that's the thing about men is, like, on the one hand, it's good to be a man because you're so easily, it takes so little to occupy you, you know? It's like, just, you know, it's like you, if you even found, like, some softcore movie, even if you couldn't see it, just listening to the heavy breathing, and that would occupy you all night. On the other hand, we're pathetic, because just listening to the heavy breathing would occupy you all night. I mean, it's a miracle that anything really gets done in our society, right? That men aren't just...
And by the way, I think Sarah's getting closer to the dark side than you think.
How so?
Well, I think she's been around the show long enough, and some of us evil callers, that she's starting to completely understand the process.
How do you figure?
Just the pornography side of it. I think I hear a little bit more self-talk about Sarah accepting, you know, how weird men are, and maybe it's kind of neat in a kinky kind of way.
Well, and at the Billy Reid's listener party, we got her to kiss Kristen, so...
I saw that. So that,
seen,
that is great.
Not even I saw it. All right, there you go. That's Wally on a cell phone. Excellent. Well done. All right, it's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Well, today marks the 25th anniversary of the Jonestown mass suicide. The Reverend Jim Jones led his flock from San Francisco of over 900 people to drink poisonous Kool-Aid in the jungles of Ghana and die.
Just something to put to the rest. Oh, God. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists or communists to die. We must die with some dignity.
Anyway, Laura Cole was among the members of the People's Temple who missed meeting her maker because she had left the camp to go into town to buy some supplies. She said there had been some suicide drills.
You know, people talk about suicide drills. No one who participated in the drills ever thought that Jim was seriously doing that.
She's doing it to kill time.
Participated in a drama
they didn't have
that
Jim Twister.
Was set up or a theater to make a point. It would never have occurred to us to participate, to stay in a group, to follow along, if we seriously thought that was ever even, you know, could ever happen.
That's
so she comes
plausible.
Back to the store and finds 900 bloated corpses. So, well, more Fritos for me.
My friends, we have lost the dice for the Monopoly game, so instead we will be drilling for suicide practices.
What other reason would there be for practicing? When you do a drill, it's like when they do the thing about, you know, in the event of a water landing. I mean, they do it because...
That's kind of like duck and cover.
Yeah.
Say, had Laura been at the camp, would she have joined her cohorts in drinking the deadly potion?
You know, I really can't tell at this point. I do know that if I had seen really my adopted family of 913 people all dying around me, it would have been a very tough decision not to.
Yeah, okay. We got this. Rick, my boss tells me she heard a 12-year-old boy has filed charges against Michael Jackson. That's why they raided his home, but it's unconfirmed. I heard the reason he was not home when the cops came. He was shopping at Kmart. He heard the boy's pants were half off.
That was too easy.
F. Matt with Michael Jackson's glove.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
It's just Sue. He should be ashamed. That's beneath all of us. Mm-hmm. All right.
Time for the Britney Watch.
Here's your Britney Watch for Tuesday. I completely forgot to watch the Britney special last night.
I totally did.
All of this talk.
It was past my bedtime.
Yeah, I mean, I meant to set the TiVo. I went home, completely spaced it. Got busy watching something or other, and I completely forgot to even watch it. Was it any good?
It was crap. It looked like they took segments from Behind the Music and like kind of chunked it together with a live performance.
Eek. All right.
Well, the long-awaited album is finally coming out. In the Zone is her follow-up to the 2001 Britney. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday and became the youngest recording artist to be so honored. She spoke at the ceremony.
I'm seriously speechless right now. This is something that I've dreamt about since I was a little girl. And I can't believe I'm actually here with all of you amazing fans. Hello.
And Britney says, sadly, she's not retiring because she likes what she's doing.
Honestly, I love what I do, and I love the fans, and it's just, you know, I think sometimes people are just destined to do what they, you know, and I don't know. I'm happy to be here.
That's a last resort.
Excellent. Well
done. That's today's Britney Watch.
There's your Britney Watch. All right, we do this. We'll be back. We got more on the way, including Jolie from the front desk. Today's top five, breakup songs of all time are next. Stay there. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Indeed, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on this hour, we have the triumphant return of Jolie from the front desk. Tanned, rested, ready, no doubt. Insane like a bag of crazed weasels. We got all this crap to get through this hour. Coming up later on, we got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine going to be with us. Clyde Lewis, News at Ground Zero. We're going to roll the top five breakup songs of all time here in just a short while. Let's first welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting, who joins us on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sister?
Should I do this whole next segment with a really bad Massachusetts accent?
No. Do you get that? Do you talk to them? And do you talk to your family and then you start to get the whole...
You know, as a matter of fact, somebody said that to me the other day. There was one word I said, and a friend of mine was just like, oh my God, it was right there.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain words that I still...
What do you do? Do you drop G's?
I drop R's.
Oh, ka, ya,
yeah,
bar.
You do the ka.
Yeah, you get the whole, Chief Brody going on there.
I have a couple of beers, it sometimes comes out.
Excellent. Well, we've all seen that. That and your lips for other women. But, I mean, that's just a whole... All right, so I am not to unnecessarily tease and be Casey Kasem-like in my delivery. We put off talking about anything because, you know, I didn't want to...
It's been a rough couple of weeks.
We shouldn't dwell, and we didn't... It's, you know, you give everybody a chance to kind of sort their business out before you go washing your lingerie in public and whatnot. And plus, I wanted you to have the chance to kind of talk about it, but I guess we can say at this point you are swinging single once again.
I am single once again. I'm still in the midst of moving out. I mean, some of my stuff is still at my ex-boyfriend's house.
So the prayers of the assembled throngs of men in the audience.
Something has been answered, some prayer.
Not to sound insensitive and not to sound like we don't care. I'm just saying there is a not small, there's a not negligible part of the Rick Emerson audience that is probably rubbing their hands together in gleeful joy. Not that, you know what it is? It's just like
they're rubbing something right now. I don't know if it's their hands, but they're rubbing something.
It's like when Jessica Alba, you know, broke up or whatever, whoever it was, couple weeks ago, there was some chick, some hot babe that broke up, and Matt and I are like, yes! You know, it was Carrie Ann Moss, I think. Now she's a mom, and it was somebody.
Because she's going to call you next.
Well, that's what we always think, though. It's like, as soon as whoever, Lucy Lawless, breaks up, it's like, I'm thinking that she's looking for me in the Rolodex. It's like, you know what it is? Here's what it is. It's no matter how unlikely it is that, like, Britney Spears is going to call me for hot man love. No, when she breaks up with somebody...
She's going to break up with John Cusack, and he's going to call me.
When they break up with somebody, it's like you move up one in line.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, you may not be first on the list, but you're one closer than you were before. So that's what it is. So, anyway, so we extend our condolences. It sucks when it happens, but...
It does suck.
It comes a time when you got to kind of cut
you
your losses
say,
and move on.
You know, you're a bastard, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, or that. That works, too. And so what better way to say it than this? Today's
five,
top five.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
You know, the only thing is you really should have timed this so you announced that you were single right before a listener party. Imagine the number of drinks that would have been purchased for you then.
Well, and you know, I was kind of in the midst of some ugliness there.
Some unpleasantness.
Some unpleasantness during the listener party. I wasn't quite ready for that.
Yeah, they would have just hooked a hose up to the spigot behind the bar, you know? Right to, like, the Black Forest Ale or whatever. Right to you, so.
But now you can just walk outside and throw your hat in the air like Mary Tyler Moore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be doing that later.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Free at last. All right, here's Tim Riley with today's top five.
And we've all been there, striking out on our own as we begin the swinging single life once again. Losing all the excess baggage we packed up and vowing to lead a new life. One free of nitwits, halfwits, and the unworthy second-rate scum. So now let's dry our tears and get our groove back on with these, the top five breakup songs of all time, with honorable mention going to the Eagles and Already Gone.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you, and you soon find out it's true.
Yeah, and that's a good point, man. Well done. Somebody said early on that we should use Wasted Time for this. Somebody said, well, you got to use Wasted Time. And the thing is, these aren't breakup songs. These are sort of dumping songs. You know, these aren't... This is not the time to wallow in sadness.
Yeah, we're broken up now, so F off.
Yeah, this is me.
That's going to break up.
Finding out your boyfriend was screwing around with somebody else. F you, you bastard. That's what it is.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right then. I mean, if that were something we were going to... Jackson Brown wrote this for the Eagles. And... It's, I like it. That's what I like. I like this song.
Why not put it all out there, baby?
Great song. I don't think Jackson Brown himself ever, I mean, he might have actually released this at some point, but I mean, I've heard him perform it, and the Eagles version is pretty much hands down the best. But I mean, I'm saying for me, this is the definitive Eagles song, because every time I hear this, Matt and I have talked about this, you just picture yourself red convertible, top down, sun in your face, wind in your hair, Pacific Ocean on your right, man. Beautiful song. Yeah, see, these are the top five sort of triumphant breakup songs, not the sad wallowing kind.
Number five, Sam Kinison with Wild Thing.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just going to let this one speak for itself. There's nothing I can add to this. There's no way I can amend it to make it greater. We'll let Sam Kinison sing this one for us.
Oh, we all got some kind of wild thing that went through our lives and made it hell. Because everybody's had one, you, me. Nobody likes to lose. And you know she's out there laughing at you. I don't care if it was last week or third grade. Someone broke your heart. What was her name?
Damn, I miss Sam Kinison. Hard to say better than that.
Number four, Travis Tritt. Here's a quarter. Call Someone Who Cares. 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry. You're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
And I think this is actually about his ex-wife.
You know, the beautiful thing about this is you think it's going to be one of those wallowing, sad, country breakup songs, but then he's like, here's a quarter.
You get a dozen requests for this every night if you're doing a country night show. This and The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Totally.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
This is the moment I became a big Travis Tritt fan. It was this song. Because he'd done some stuff before, like he did I'm Gonna Be Somebody. That was a great song. But this was the moment that kind of sealed it for me as a Travis Tritt fan.
Well, I thought what we had could never turn back. Oh, you're leaving, caught me unaware.
Bonus points for use of the word unawares.
But the fact is, you're wrong. Girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Number three, Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Is this just because it was about Britney?
Yeah, it's a great song, though. Because it's like saying, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. It's what you do. It's like, eh, cry me a river.
Tell me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. Yes, I may confuse some other guy. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Great song. Again, just like I was saying before, Travis Tritt, this is kind of the moment when I was sold on him as a solo artist. You know, I've had, I think Matt and I have both admitted numerous times to our humiliation that we were closet NSYNC fan. Not even closet.
Yeah, I know, it's shameful. But
I didn't know if he could pull it off, you know, because he's so into that I'm a white Michael Jackson kind of a thing, so to speak. But this is a great song. Great song, great video.
Is one thing over Michael right now is that publicly he's into, like, you know, girls.
And it's, well, yeah, seriously. He's not whizzing on them.
That's always a plus.
And this video's got a girl who looks like Britney and a girl who looks like Alyssa Milano. It's good to be Justin.
At number two, Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
This is the angriest chick you've ever heard.
Seriously, it is.
Great
and this
song.
Is about that guy from Growing Pains, is
yeah.
that it? Is that that dude? Which is kind of cool.
Dave, Kirk Cameron?
No, Dave.
Kirk Cameron. Dave, what's Dave, his name? Dave, what's
cool.
his guts?
Goulier,
I want to say Dave.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Dave Goulier.
Goulier.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's about him.
No, not from Growing Pains. He's from. Was he in Growing Pains too?
Whatever.
It's him. Alan Thicke.
He's in the.
It's about Alan Thicke. It's about Mr. Belvedere. Yeah, whoever, whatever show that guy.
He's in Full House.
I don't really care.
And who knew he could. Like, inspire this kind of passion.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool to be that guy. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that You Ought to Know song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was me in the theater. Yes, sir. Yeah, I wonder how many, like, different houses and cars full of women this has been played at drunkenly late
every
at night.
Every single one, I bet.
Every single sorority house has had this playing at top volume at some point with, like, a bunch of natural light being passed around. You know, here's some Ice House. Forget it.
And, you know, this song came out, like, right at one of my other breakup times.
The universe seems to do that.
It, you know, it's a cruel, cruel world.
Are you thinking of me when you F her? Ugh. An angry chick. Just the every time I drag my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Damn, man. As cold as it gets.
And at number one, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Sarah and I tangled about this one yesterday because she thought it was too cheesy, but it's I Will Survive.
It is kind of the theme song for this kind of thing.
You can't front on this. It's Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. Oh, come on, even I want to move to this.
Rick is dancing.
I'm dancing a dance of freedom for you, Kristen.
Thanks.
It's a dance of sweet emancipation.
You know, it absolutely kills me because it's a terrible image. Every time I hear this song, I instantly start thinking about that bad Keanu Reeves movie, The Replacements.
Yeah, you're alone in that, I think.
I know, but there's a whole scene in there around this song, and it kills me. This song's been ruined for me because of that movie.
You just like to picture Keanu dancing around for you. In a little loincloth. Greased up.
In a jail cell.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Singing songs of sweet release for the newly single Kristen from Accounting. Stay there. We'll be back. We've got a very special Joel from the front desk today.
Can't wait for that.
Later on, Jen Lane is going to tell us the five bars to lose your memory at and hook up with skeezy guys.
And to drown your sorrows if you're recently single.
Yes. And Clyde Lewis will be here too. Stay there. We'll be back. It's your Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
In fact, I'd be surprised there aren't drinks waiting at the front desk for you right now. There's guys coming up with the whole tray just already made for you.
We've got beer. Yeah. We've always got beer.
So, all right. Hey, by the way, this is a good opportunity to shamelessly take advantage of the fact that we've got a 50,000-watt radio station for our own benefit. I'll just tell you straight up, we're looking... I know this makes us sound like raging alcoholics. And that's not the case at all. But we're looking for like a little refrigerator to buy, and we don't want to pay full price. So if you or someone you know is selling a little dorm fridge...
Actually, I might have one.
Really? Because the beer we're giving to people here is always warm, and it's like they'll take it because the people who come on the show are raging alcoholics. And so Richard Nunn doesn't really quibble about, you know, the temperature of the beer. But we're trying to find a little dorm fridge we can more adequately chill the beer that we stock here.
I might have one for you.
Okay,
I'll check into that.
All right. So if anybody's got one of those, you let us know. We're willing to pay cash money, as they say. Here's Sarah with the traffic.